Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we introduce tools that will assist you in opening awareness to your own incredible awesomeness and empower your journey to authentic living. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. Well, for the past few weeks, we've been talking about setting intentions and how to manifest those intentions into our life. Some of you may be referring to these as goals or resolutions. As long as there's something positive and something that enriches your life, go for it. But before we move away from this topic and on to others for a while, I want to offer you one more tool that can immensely improve your manifestation process and empower your journey as well. In fact, with this tool, you get to celebrate much more often than just that moment that you bring your dream to reality. There's celebration all along the way. Our tendency is to set an intention, goal, or resolution and not see success until we meet those things that we set. With this tool, your awareness of the successes along the journey are much more noticeable and give your journey to give the journey to your dreams deeper meaning. Many intentions are abandoned because we fail to see just how much progress we've made. We get so close sometimes and we feel like we're never going to get there, so we turn to something else. This tool shows us just how much we are doing and how far we can come. It's kind of a measuring stick, if you will. The tool for today is Set Milestones. We kind of do this anyway, since every journey to intention, goal, or resolution has a path that we do follow. It's just that in setting milestones, we have checkpoints along the way. Milestones are basically mini intentions set in addition to your ultimate intentions, dreams, resolutions, or goals. They are not meant to replace intentions. Milestones are of great benefit as a tool to assist you in staying on track and expanding your experience of the journey towards your goals. Let's begin with the definition, a dictionary definition of milestone. A milestone is a stone serving as a milepost and a significant point in development. Before we get too much further in how to use milestones, I want to tell you about a couple of milestones I'm celebrating here on Life's Toolbox that led me to create the tool for this show. First of all, this week, Life's Toolbox celebrates 5 years on air with Empower Radio. I am so grateful to have been here for all this time. And to be honest, I do have a hard time believing that it has been this time. The debut show aired January 21st of 2013. Our guest was Pam Axe. You may know her or remember her as Pam Thomas. Pam's been here many times since and always brings great topics and tools for us to consider and integrate into our lives. You know, one of the greatest benefits of hosting this show is that I the guests that I do have on, and it's not many, because the guests that I do have on all become great friends, and I've learned tremendous tools from them, and it's very important for me to have that relationship before I introduce them to you. Pam remains one of my favorite people and teachers and mentors and most of all friends, and I'm definitely going to get her back on here pretty soon. The relationships that I build with the few guests I have on Life's Toolbox continues to be one of the milestones that I've set that allows me to stay tuned into the overall intention for this show. And that intention is to provide deeper awareness of who you really are and deeper awareness of how you can enhance and enrich your lives. As I look back over the shows and tools we have shared, I can celebrate the positive energy and messages that we send out. Even if they don't resonate with you, you know, even if we present a tool that doesn't resonate at all with you, you can know and I can know that it was delivered with love and the intention of offering support. Each show for Life's Toolbox represents a milestone for my journey. The other milestone for Life's Toolbox happens in just a couple of weeks when we air our 200th episode. This actually feels even bigger to me than the 5 years. The reason for this feeling is because of the journey that I take for each show. While I love providing inspiring and helpful content for you, I personally experience the journey and the tools much deeper than ever before just by preparing for the show. In doing this, I expand each milestone larger than my first intention, and the overall intention of assisting others grows as well. Milestones invite us to expand each intention that we set. When you reach a milestone and you relax into awareness and consideration of your experience, you can often find ways to expand the original intention and your journey towards that intention. For example, when I first began Life's Toolbox, my intention was nowhere near as big as the accomplishment that we've achieved. I set an intention for a couple of years. I really thought that that was about as long as this would last. I set an intention to offer tools that I had already learned and that I felt comfortable in teaching. Each tool that I planned on teaching was a milestone for me. And in experiencing each tool again in preparation for the show, the milestone and the intention grew. The awareness of reaching each milestone invited me to reach for another. Part of the celebration for me is in expanding even further. As the milestones were met, I searched for something else of value to offer. You know, what might resonate with that tool that I can offer you later on down the road? Each search led to a new tool, new experiences, new journeys. I sure hope you're enjoying Life's Toolbox as much as I am, because it has given me a priceless experience that I intend on continuing. Just as my intentions and journey expand for the show, your intentions and milestones will expand as well. Each time you mindfully reach the milestones of your journeys, your intention and the experience of your journey will grow. You'll realize how much you've learned. Milestones keep us heading in a direction that lead us to our intentions. Without milestones, it's easy to get off track and maybe even lose sight of our initial intention altogether. When you include milestones in your journey, they become part of the plan for your intention. Like intentions, leave room for something bigger and better as you're going for these milestones. Be flexible with your milestones. You know, we're going to get to a little bit more on that here in just a bit. One of my favorite quotes comes from Lewis Carroll. The quote is, "If you do not know where you're going, any road will get you there." To me, this quote is very, very powerful. It tells me that if I do not set my path, if I do not vision my journey, not just my intention, but my journey as well, I will never find what I hope to reach. Well, the same goes for all journeys. If we set our intention and do not have an idea of what the experiences along the journey may be, we can travel down roads that turn out to be red herrings, leading us to places that may be dead ends and causing us to turn back on our track so that we can just find our way back into the path that we initially set out for ourselves. Even with a clear picture of the end results, a plan for your journey is vital to your success. Milestones offer a checkpoint along the way. In our definition, it talks of milestones as mile markers. Milestones are a way of remaining aware of where you are along your journey. It's that simple. When we reach a milestone, even if it's a little different than we anticipated, we can easily determine whether we're on track towards our goal or off of our intention. Going back to the milestones for Life's Toolbox for a moment, without these milestones, without awareness of these milestones, things really can become a blur and run together. In fact, it is difficult to see any progress sometimes if we're only looking to the end result. Awareness of the milestones as I reach them gives me an invitation to pause and consider the achievement and to take a look at the path. Does the path I originally set still work for my intentions? Has my intention changed in any way? Do I want to continue? Do I want to shift the way I'm going about getting there? Do I want to shift the entire intention? Milestones invite us to renew our energy for the next step and to get excited about our journey all over again. It is important to note that milestones are not a cause for judgment or self-abuse. Even if you miss your mark, do not judge that as bad or wrong. Don't beat yourself up for it. Just know that this is an awareness tool. They are simply a way to check in, consider where you are, and offer an opportunity to adjust and continue towards your intentions, your path. So let's talk about how to set milestones. All journeys begin with the end in mind. It's very simple. Kind of goes back to that quote, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. All journeys begin with an end in mind. Some journeys have a very clear picture of what it will be like when you reach them. Many of our intentions are set towards something tangible. In our show a couple of weeks ago, we offered tips on how to set intentions. So I'm just going to give you a really brief recap here just to catch you up if you didn't hear that show. Begin with a vision of what you desire. See it, feel it, hear it. Some people even recognize what smells will be associated with it. For instance, if your intention is to spend a week on a beautiful tropical island, your vision may be of the water caressing the beach as the waves come and go. You may see the color of the sand, the blues and the greens of the water. You may see the trees waving gently as the breeze causes them to dance. You may hear the water as it laps against the shore. You may hear the wind moving through the trees. You may hear the playful sounds of children as they splash in the water or build sandcastles. Now, of course, if your intention does not include children, the sounds that you hear may be of you and whoever you have with you making these playful sounds. You will feel the water as it washes up on your feet when the waves come in, and you might even feel the sand working its way gently between your toes as the water moves back out. The smells may be the intoxicating salty air. It may be of coconut tanning lotions. It may be a tropical drink that you're enjoying. Add to your vision all the things that resonate with you and about your vision. Once your vision is clear, see it as already done. Feel those feelings, see those sights, hear those sounds, smell those smells as if they are already happening in your life. Feel them right here, right now. Spend time with that experience often, each day if you can. You can find out more about intentions in our show, like I said, from 2 weeks ago, and that was titled Manifest Your Intentions. Now, once you have this clear picture, this clear vision, now's the time to set your journey, to set your milestone, and you use the same process. For this example, your milestones may be some of the following. You decide who's going to join you on the journey. Or maybe you're going to do it alone. You choose the location. You determine the cost. You save money. You vision deeply. Schedule your trip. Choose your accommodations. And of course, there's many, many more. While these are part of the overall vision, these are also things that will happen before you actually get there. So that's what we're looking for here. Milestones are things that are going to happen along your journey. So take a look at what you need to have happen before the actual intention and make these your milestone. List them if you need to. Mark them down so that you can do a checklist and you can mark them off. And each time you mark one off, celebrate. Make the visioning process part of your journey. The point with milestones is to identify the steps you're going to need to take in order to bring your intention into your reality. When you reach each milestone, like I said, celebrate. The celebration can be tiny or huge. Just celebrate. The celebration amps up the energy that you have for this journey and for this intention. Remember, though, the vision and the milestones may manifest a little differently than what you had initially expected. But when you have a clear picture of what that's going to feel like and how that's going to be, you'll know where you are along your course. And we're going to talk a little bit more about why this is in just a moment. Now, some of your visions may not have a tangible ending, or it may be harder to get a clear picture of it like you could with a trip or a car or a new bed or abundance of money or a new love in your life. So the visioning and the milestones for these intentions are even more important. With these intentions that are intangible, it really is easy to get discouraged if you're not taking time to consider your actual progress. Milestones assist in this. An example of this comes when we set an intention for something like personal growth or advanced learning. These are never-ending type of intentions. You know, I don't know of anybody who set out on a personal or spiritual growth journey who set out for a certain level of personal growth and then planned on, that's it, I'm done, I stop. That just doesn't work. Personal growth and spiritual development, expanding love and kindness, these are all examples of those never-ending intentions. So the milestones take on a deeper importance and service to you. You still begin with your intention. That's always the first step. With these visions, you really have to tune into the feelings more so than anything else that you're going to feel when you hit these different levels, when you come close to accomplishing your intention. Adding the milestones along the way help track your progress. They let you know that, yes, I'm on track, or I kind of got off a little bit there, I need to come back. Milestones, while being a great reason to celebrate, also open your awareness to the journey that you're traveling, and that's what's so important about them. If part of your personal growth path is to be more open to new ideas, a milestone may be to notice each day a moment when you considered a new opinion or new perceptions. When you find that you considered something new, celebrate it. You know, it might be just that mindful pat on the back. It may be a moment of congratulatory words that you give to yourself. Of course, it could be much bigger. You get to decide what works for you. Setting a milestone to learn something new about you each day can offer you encouragement to continue your journey. It can open your awareness to the actual growth that you are achieving. In striving for intangible intentions, ask yourself, just ask, what do you need to know that will show you that you are growing, that you are meeting these milestones? What can you set as a milestone that shows you your progress? You know, a milestone on a spiritual journey may be to meditate 5 minutes each day. The milestones here are each individual meditation. So each time you have one, allow time to celebrate them, to pat yourself on the back, to say good job. Now, we often grow to the point that our original intention is no longer appealing to us, or seems too small, or just doesn't resonate any longer. That's okay. That's the beauty of milestones. When we reach each milestone, we have the chance to reflect and consider where we've been, where we are, and where we're going. These are your intentions, so only you can determine if they work for you and work for your highest good, or if they need to be adjusted. With awareness and consideration of your milestones, you can easily adjust the journey and the intention if need be. If something different presents itself, by all means, take a look at it. Does it resonate in your heart? Without the milestones, it's really easy to travel this entire journey before finding out that this may not be what works best for you. One of the values of milestones is that they show us where we've been. I just mentioned that. There's a great energy in seeing how far that you've come on a path to intentions. Seeing what you've overcome to move this far shows your strength, shows your wisdom, shows your courage, shows your awareness and mindfulness. We can see that we truly do have what it takes to progress in our experience of life. Even if you look back and you feel as if there has been no change at all, the fact that you have reached a milestone and are looking back on your journey offers insight that you would not have had without this awareness. Be sure when you look back, you consider the learning and the growth that you have received. Because, folks, if you survive today, you will have learned and you will have grown. That's a given. Take that into consideration when you look back and you kind of feel like you haven't gone as far as you think you should have. Notice the learning and the growth. That's a huge milestone. Just by being aware of your journey, you grow. Milestones show us where we are on the journey as well. We can ask, are we on track with our intention? Are we where we want to be at this point on the journey? Are we ahead, behind? Again, no judgment, no self-abuse, just know where you are. Is your intention being served by the path that you have set? Are you being served by taking this journey? Do you need to adjust? Do you need to change gears? Do you need to look at your intention again? Do you need a new intention? These are all answers that you find each time you find or you meet those milestones. Milestones serve you in providing a positive platform to look ahead. So there's three things here. You can look back, you can look at now, and you look ahead. The milestone provides that positive platform. You've reached this spot on your journey. Now I've accomplished that. What can I accomplish next? You get to see where you are heading along the path. Does the journey, the intention, still hold value for you? That's one of the biggest questions you can ask. If there's change that is needed, what are the changes? Set new milestones, set new intentions if you need to. If so, be sure that the vision of the new version of your intention resonates in your heart. Stay clear on the intention that serves you best. Not what serves someone else best, but what serves you best, and know that with milestones, each step offers greater clarity. Most importantly, milestones are evidence that you can travel the path of your intentions. It is not the end result that offers the greatest treasures. Sure, those are incredible. However, the real values, the real treasures are found in the transition from where you once were to where you are now and where you will be soon. The path is where the growing and the learning takes place. The milestones along your path are the points where you can look back and see just how strong you are. From the milestones, you can realize that nothing can stand in your way. From the milestones, you can awaken to the truth of your capability. From the milestones, you can believe it when I say nothing can stop you, because from the milestone, when you face a mountain, you can see choices instead of a dead end. You can see a choice of whether to go over that mountain, step around that mountain, or move that thing out of your way. I want to thank you for being a part of my journey. My deepest intention is to provide you with tools that will assist you in living your life to its fullest. When I look back over the milestones I've reached, I look forward to the ones I'm still moving towards. And folks, I see you as part of my journey, part of my life, part of the goodness I see in the world. Reaching out to you each week is one of my milestones. Providing you with content that can possibly serve your greater good is one of my milestones. My overall intention, of course, is that you see just how amazing you are and you live every day from that place. But until I reach that point, until you reach that point, I simply have milestones. And those milestones are these shows each week. As my intention for Life's Toolbox expands, I consider the milestones that I've set, and I continue to grow and learn in ways I never before dreamed. And for that, I thank you. I thank you for that awareness. I thank you for that knowing. I thank you for that truth. Consider what milestones you can set that will assist your journey to the manifestation of your intentions. Open your awareness to the journey that you're traveling. Include those milestones and tune into those milestones. You know, it's kind of like all the other tools that we present. You can go set 100 milestones between point A and point B, but if you never tune into them, if you never pick them up and look at them and dust them off, if you just go right by them, they're not going to serve you. Allow milestones to be spots along your journey that you have an opportunity to recognize all that you've achieved, to recognize all that you are capable of, to recognize the goodness that is in you, and then to celebrate all that you find. Allow them to be that place where you can adjust if you need to, where you can acknowledge what all you've done, and where you can empower your journey. Milestones do allow us to empower our journey. When we set our intentions, if we think that is truly the end result, we limit ourselves. With milestones, we make sure we stay on our path, and our intentions usually will expand and grow into something bigger and better than we ever dreamed. Before we go, I want to just talk to you again about the program that I have just released. The new program that I've been telling you about it for a couple of weeks now, and it's about enriching your relationships. It is called Elevating Relationships, and it launches today. If you're listening to the program for the original airing, which is January 22nd, today is the first day. If you listen to it later on, no worries. This is a free 21-day program, and you will receive an email each day discussing tools, considerations, and ideas for sacred behaviors that you can bring into the relationships that will enrich you, enrich your partner, and enrich the relationship. As I said, the program starts today. So if you're listening, it's certainly not too late to join up. You can go to my website and find the registration information. Now, if you're listening to this after January 22nd on one of the replays, it's not too late then either. You probably can take advantage of this for probably the first week without really missing out on anything. If you decide that you want to be a part of this, just send me, go to my website, and I'll give you that address here in just a minute. Go to my website, go to the contact page, and just send me a note. Let me know that you want to be a part of this, and then I'll help catch you up. The show will wrap up just in time for Valentine's Day on February 14th. So it'd be a great gift that you can give yourself and your partner for Valentine's Day. The gift of enriched experience of each other, of yourself, and of the relationship. I promise you, this is one of those gifts that's going to keep on giving the more you use it. Just like every other tool we have here, the more you use it, the more you can amp up your experience of every aspect of your relationship. The links to register up are on my social media pages and my website, and you can find them there. And like I said, in just a moment, I'm going to give you that website. So thanks so much for listening today. I really hope that milestones serve you as well as they serve me. I invite you to follow the Life's Toolbox Facebook page, where you will find daily affirmations to help brighten your day, links to this show, the archive shows, and lots of other goodies as well. Also, please visit my website, and here it is. Here's that address, www.kennybrixey.com, to find out more about my books, my personal and spiritual growth workshops, coaching programs, corporate workshops, team development events, seminars. Lots of other goodies there too. We've got some healing stuff that I'm starting out now that I'm going to be bringing into the website. I'm adding this emotional release work because it is so vital. We have so many ways that we block ourselves because of past trapped emotions. We have ways of releasing those. So anyway, go to my website, www.kennybrixey.com, to find out about all of that stuff and to register for the Elevating Relationships program, or to send me a note so that I can help you catch up on that program if you so desire. It's going to be a great program. My deepest gratitude goes out to Brent Carey for creating this amazing resource for Empower Living that is Empower Radio. Also, thanks to my producer, Mark. He's doing an amazing job for the Empower family and works with many shows here. Folks, Empower Radio is changing the world. Be a part of that by sharing it. Share the shows you love. Until next week and beyond, allow milestones to enhance your journeys in life. You will positively affect your experience of life. Love and peace to you all. Bye for now.